strange words, puzzling words, words that would be especially upsetting to a traditional Jewish group of people, because perhaps the biggest taboo in Judaism was and is the consumption of blood. So what the heck was Jesus talking about? I could go into an overly long historical, critical discussion of the influence of first century mystery religions on the Gospel of John, but you may breathe easy. And I can assure any who may wonder about it that Jesus is neither recommending cannibalism nor suggesting that we should all become vampires. What's he doing? John, as we know, is full of these I am this or that statements. I'm the living water. I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am, I am, I am. And this is unfolding out of when Jesus fed the crowd and then told them that he was the living bread. It's tempting to think that perhaps at least the writer of the Gospel of John took that metaphor and ran with it a bit farther than might have been best. But there is a point. There is a point to all of these I am statements scattered through John. And the point of all of them is basically Jesus identifying himself with the God of Moses, who in the burning bush says, I am what I am, I will be what I will be, which essentially means I am being itself. What is your name? Moses said. And the word Yahweh fairly accurately can translate back God shouting from the bush, being. What is your name? Being. And as Jesus repeats over and over, I am this, I am that, throughout John's gospel, Jesus identifies himself with being itself. And in identifying himself with being itself, connects us into, and Doug will probably roll his eyes because I always say this, you have to read John through the first 18 verses. Everything you read in John, read through the first 18 verses. Never forget the first 18 verses in anything you read in John. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of the world. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is the context for every single story and chapter in John. And all of these I am stories are invitations to the hearers to connect with life itself, with light, with eternal life. And Jesus echoes that here. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever takes me in will live because of me. Yes, even when we dig underneath, it's a difficult saying. How do we ingest God into our very life? How do we become one with life itself? The life embodied in Christ, but the life of the universe itself, the life of everything. How do we connect to that life? How do we draw on that life? How do we enter into resurrection now? Because when we get around to that amazing interchange in the 11th chapter of John with Martha, Jesus doesn't say, I will be the resurrection and the life. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life in this moment. And whoever trusts in Christ will not die, but will live. Obviously, there's something here beyond the usual material reality, because I just led the memorial service for a faithful member of the Placidus congregation yesterday. And we refer to our memorial services as a service of witness to the resurrection. And we trust that even in this life, we are connected in and somehow united with the resurrection life, with the eternal life that God offers. It's not for everyone. A lot of folks shook their heads and said, "We're out of here. We're out of here. This is getting too nuts for us." And Jesus even turns to the 12. "Y'all want to go away too? Y'all going to leave too?" And Peter responded, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Y'all going to leave too? What do you think? For myself, I can go with Peter. To whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We live in a time when so many people are like the crowd, that this is this church stuff, all this stuff is just too weird for us. We're out of here. And I will fully admit that an awful lot of what comes out of preachers' mouths and gets put abroad in the media and other things can get pretty strange. But what I also feel and trust is that when we read and pray and sit carefully with these words, as we sort them out, we can find the words of eternal life. We can find our touch point with life that goes on beyond our mortal life. We can find the touchstone that unites us to resurrection life and changes everything for us. And that's what we are invited to treasure, and that's what will sustain us through the challenges, and that's what we are invited to share with the world. So friends, underneath the strangeness of John 6, I invite you to hear anew the words of eternal life, and to trust anew that Jesus is the Holy One of God for us. And so trusting, find life for ourselves in its fullness. Amen.